Tzvi, Kol Cherem. The Mefarshim explain that Cherem in this Pasuk does not mean the same as Cherem in the previous Pasuk. In the previous Pasuk, Cherem means that he segregated something for Hegdish or for the Kahanim. Over here, Cherem is used as in the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim.
Zoveach lo Elohim Yachram. One who shechs to Avodah Zarah will be destroyed.
The word cherem means a state of destruction. Kol cherem asher yachrom min ha'adam. Any person who is in a state of destruction, which means he is chayev misa bidei adam, lo yipodeh, he does not have any value, mois yumas, because he must be put to death. So if a person says, I would like to give to Hegdish the value of a person who is chayev misa, the halacha is, he does not have to give anything to Hegdish, because this person does not have any value. Zakrashi kol cherem asher yachrom, hayotze lehoreg, a person who is being taken out to be killed, va'obar echor, and another person says, erekoi olai, it shall be upon me his value to be given to Hegdish, loy amar klum, he did not say anything. Mois yumas, hare hoylech lomos, this person is chayev misa, lefikach loy poda, therefore he does not have any value. Ein loy domim loy erech, he does not have any worth. And the pasuk continues, the cholmaser ha'oretz, any meiser from the earth, which is referring to meiser sheni, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, mizera ha'oretz, whether it was taken from the grain of the land, mipri ha'oretz, or from the fruit of the trees, referring to wine or oil, lashemhu, Hashem has acquired this meiser, and he has commanded you to take it from his table and eat it in Yerushalayim. Kodesh Lashem, it is holy to Hashem. Ve'im gol yigal ishmi maisroi, and if a person would like to redeem his maiser sheni and transfer the kedusha of the fruits of maiser sheni onto money, the halacha is chamishisa yosef olav. He must add 1/5 to the value. If the fruits of his maiser sheni are too heavy for him to carry to Yerushalayim, and he would like to transfer the kedusha of these fruits onto money and bring this money to Yerushalayim, where he can take this money and buy new fruits and eat it in Yerushalayim, he may do so. But when he makes this transfer, he must add 1/5. Which means that if the fruits were valued at $100, it is not sufficient for him to transfer from these fruits onto $100 of money, but rather he must add 1/5 to the value and take the $100 plus 1/5 and bring that to Yerushalayim and buy new fruit over there. And since the pasuk says, "Vimgal yigal ishmi maisroi," if he will redeem from his own maiser, he must add 1/5. We learn out that if he is redeeming somebody else's maiser sheni, then he does not have to add 1/5. If the transfer is coming from somebody else's peretz maiser sheni and it is being transferred onto a second person's money, then one does not have to add 1/5 to the value. Zakrashi v'chol maser ha'oretz and all the maaser of the land b'maaser sheni ha'kosu medaber. The pasuk is talking about maaser sheni mizera ha'oretz, from the seed of the land dogon, it is referring to grain, mipri ha'etz, from the fruit of the tree, tiroish, it is referring to wine, v'yitzar, and oil, lashemu kanoi Hashem, Hashem acquired it, u'mishulchanoi, and from his table tzivalacha, he commanded you lalois v'lecho b'Yerushalayim, to take it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. K'moshenema, like the pasuk says, v'ochalto lefnei Hashem lekecho, you shall eat this maaser sheni before Hashem your God in Yerushalayim. Masa degoncho, the maaser of your grain, tiroshecho, and of your wine. Zot Rashi mi maisroi, he must add 1/5 when he redeems his own maaser. V'loi mi maaser chaveroi, but not if he is redeeming his friend's maaser sheni. Hapoy de maaser shel chaveroi, one who redeems his friend's maaser sheni, ein moisef chomesh, he does not add 1/5 to the value. Umahi gu'ulasoi, what is the reason to redeem maaser sheni? Kidei la'atirei ba'achila b'chol makom, in order to allow this tfuah to be eaten in any place. V'amois yalav yechol b'Yerushalayim, and the money he will take up and buy things to eat in Yerushalayim. K'moshe kosev, like the pasuk says, v'nosata b'kosev, if you will place it onto money, you will take the money to Yerushalayim. And the parsha ends off with the topic of meiser behema. The pasuk says, v'chol maaser bakor v'tzoin, and all meiser of cattle and sheep, koil asher yavor tachas hashoved, anything that goes under the rod, ho'asiri, the 10th one, yeh kodesh l'Hashem, will be holy to Hashem. Rashi tells us they used to lead the animals in single file through a door, and the 10th one that went through the door, they used to hit with a stick that was dyed red, making a mark on the animal. This way they will know that this animal was the 10th one, and it has to be brought as a carbon meiser behemo. And this tenth animal is Kodesh Lashem, meaning that it is brought as a carbon. The blood gets placed on the Mizbeach, and so does the Emurim, the special parts that have to be burned on the Mizbeach. But the rest of the animal goes to the Bailim, the owners. The Kohanim do not receive any part of this animal of Maiser Behemel. Lo Yevaker, he shall not investigate this tenth animal, Bein Tov L'Ra, whether it is a good animal, a Tam, or whether it is a Ra, a Balmum. Velo Yemirenu, he shall not exchange it upon another animal. V'imharme Yemirenu, if he will exchange it, V'hoyahu Usmurasa Yekodesh, then it and the one that it is exchanged for will both be holy. Lo Yigoel, he may not sell Maiser Behemah. As the Chinuch explains in Mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, the owner, the Bailim, may not sell the Maiser Behemah, but rather he must eat it or give it to somebody else to eat, but he may not sell it. This that the Pasuk says, that he shall not investigate if this animal, this tenth animal, is a Tam or a Balmum, that does not mean that if it is a Balmum, he will be makriv it. Of course he cannot be makriv a Balmum, but rather it will have a partial Kedusha. The halacha will be that this animal will be eaten b'kedushas Maaser Sheni, it must be eaten in Yerushalayim, and the animal is also b'giza v'avoida. One may not shear its wool or work with this animal. So it has a partial Kedusha. And Sefer Vayikra ends off with the pasuk Eileh HaMitzvois. These are the mitzvois asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe el Bnei Yisrael to tell the Bnei Yisrael behar Sinai. All the mitzvois were said at Har Sinai. Zok Rashi tachas hashovet, he will pass the animals under the rod kishebo la'asron, when he's coming to give ma'aser behemo moitzion bepesach zeach hazeh, he leaves them single file through a door. V'ha'asiri, and the tenth one make b'shevet tzavua b'sikra, he hits it with a rod that is dyed red lias nicker, in order that this animal can be distinguishable shehu ma'aser, that it is ma'aser behemo kein oise, so he does l'tloim to the sheep va'agolim, and the calves shall call shana b'shana of every year. Zok Rashi yeh kodesh, the tenth one will be holy likarv l'mizbeach, to be brought upon the mizbeach. Damai, its blood ve'emurav, and the parts that get burnt on the mizbeach. Va'boser nechal l'bailim, and the rest of the flesh is eaten by the owners. Shaharei lo nimne imshar matnos kuhuna, because ma'aser behemah is not counted as one of the matonos, one of the gifts given to the kohanim. V'lo matzino, and we do not find sheyehe b'sorei nitin l'kohanim, that its flesh shall be given to the kohanim, but rather the bailim, the owner, eat the rest of the animal. Zok Rashi lo yivaker, he shall not investigate if this animal is a tam or a balmum, lefi shenemar, since the pasuk says v'chol mivchar nidreichem, that a person should bring his best animal as a korban. Yochol, I might think yehi barer umoitzi es hayofo, he shall choose the best animal to be the tenth animal. Tam b'loimar, therefore the pasuk says lo yivaker, he shall not investigate bein tov l'ra, if it is good or not. Bein tam, whether it is an animal without a mum, bein bal mum, or whether the tenth animal has a mum, chala olav kedusha, it will take effect on it holiness. V'lo yishyakrav bal mum, this does not mean that he will be makrav a bal mum. Ela only yoichel b'toris meiser, he will eat it with the dinim of meiser sheni, it must be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'oser, and it will be oser ligzois, to cut off the wool, v'lavoid, and to work with this animal.